KNOM Profiles. Nome Belts will have a dean of students in place of the assistant principal this fall. Douglas Bushy will take the helm beginning in August. Bushy was born in Valdez and graduated high school in the community.
From there, I left Alaska and I was in the military for a little while, went to school outside for briefly, returned to Alaska, ended up working at Wasilla High School as their safety officer due to my law enforcement past experience. And so I got an introduction into education through their doors at Wasilla High School and started to fall in love with that process and schooling. So I returned back to school, and when I was 35 years old, finished my bachelor program at 38. And 10 years later, I finished my administrative program and graduate work through Southern Utah University.
Bushy has also worked in Bethel and Clark's Point. He served as the principal in Shugnak for the past year. Superintendent Mike Bronner says the dean of students is a lower cost position and is essentially the assistant principal. The way the dean position was created would allow a teacher to transition into the job without the administrator's license, but Bushy has gotten his admin license. Bushy's wife will be a sixth grade teacher at the elementary school. Bushy has seven children, and two are still at home and will be moving to Nome.
Probably what drew me to it was my background in starting out and working at Wasilla High School as their safety officer, and many of the things that I did working with the administration there will be similar to the things as dean of students, but I've wanted to work mainly in the secondary level. And so in the past, when we were at Clark's Point, my wife was working on her master's in education. And so I was supportive of that role. And this is the first role that I've looked at that I saw as strictly secondary versus the combination of K through 12. And I really have a love for the secondary process. So that's what drew me to that position, was knowing it was 7 through 12 and working with students and helping to create an environment that's a wonderful learning place and one that's safe and conducive to learning. So that's what drew me to that position.
Bushy's background in school safety informs his approach to creating a productive learning environment.
Probably the greatest environment you can help create and help sustain is a safe one. And so just assisting with that process that's already in place and being doing whatever I can with my past skills to enhance that ability to have a safe school environment. As a general rule in the past, I've looked at three things, and that's respect the learning environment, respect the well-being of others, and respect the safety of others. And that's kind of how I look at things, and hopefully we can create and sustain that and help students to, you know, it's a growing process in high school of creating those characteristics that'll help you later on in life and to become a lifelong learner of those three things.
Like the traditional assistant principal job, discipline enforcement is part of Bushy's responsibility as dean of students. When asked about discipline, Bushy is quick to highlight communication between school and home.
Probably the connectedness with the parents and being able to have a communication process with them and having them in part of that process with the student, and just not the student and the administration, but having the parents be a part of that in all aspects. And not just negative, so to say, consequences, but positive, letting parents know how good their child or student is doing at school and how we can go about acknowledging the great behavior. One of the things that we did at one of our schools is we acknowledged excellence in education, in attendance, in academics, in spelling. It was, you know, K through 8 school. And so part of our assemblies every quarter was acknowledging that excellence, whatever it might be. And so, for example, they had to have 90% attendance or better to receive a pin, and they had a ribbon with a medal on it that said academic excellence. And so each quarter they would be awarded pins based upon their exceptional behavior. And so it became really a status point for the kids to see how many pins they could get on their ribbon by the end of the school year from the four quarters. And so those are things that we've done in the past at a smaller school where I was the principal at that, so I don't know what's in place already, but I'm sure whatever is there, I'll be very supportive of and hopefully help with that process in the future. in whatever way I can.
Outside of school, Bushy says he's looking forward to Nome's athletic and recreational opportunities.
But I am excited. When I first came here and went to the rec center, I'm an avid racquetball player. So it was really nice to see a racquetball court in the community. So that was one of the things that I really liked right off the bat was the rec center and seeing the many things that the community provides for the residents here. And so we've been taking pictures of the community so that when we meet back up with our son and daughter, we can share them with all about Nome and what for them to expect when they get here in August.
That was incoming Nome Belt's Dean of Students, Douglas Bushy. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Ben Matheson.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.